Your choice matters. Find out how to make the right choice in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. In the story of Cain and Abel, I've always wondered something. Where were Adam and Eve? The Bible doesn't say, but there's no question that Cain follows in his parents' footsteps. Faced with a choice about how to deal with his anger, he makes the wrong one. Genesis 4:8 records what happened. Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. What happened? How did this go from two brothers going to worship God to Cain taking his brother's life? God had warned Cain about what was going to happen. He told him that sin was crouching at the door. Turns out, God was right. Only the wolf at the door didn't eat Cain, it ate Abel. So where exactly did Cain get this idea? How did he go from mad at my brother to axe murderer? As we know, he wasn't the first to let the wolf in the door. Mom and Dad, Adam and Eve, had already unlocked that gate. Their disobedience in the garden leads on a path straight to the murder of one of their sons. Cain was guilty of his own actions, but it's essential to see how Genesis 3 leads to Genesis 4. That's what we don't realize about our sin. It doesn't impact only us. Our sin impacts those around us, those closest to us. Abel lost his life. Cain lost his brother, and Adam and Eve lost their son simply because no one was dealing with their sin. Cain compounds one bad choice with another. When God confronts him about his sin, Cain chooses to lie. In Genesis 4:9, the Bible says, "Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Where is Abel, your brother?' He said, 'I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?'" Where did Cain get the idea to lie to God? Well, once again, he's following in his parents' footsteps. When confronted with their sin, they blamed it on each other and on God. Cain takes that one step further, telling God it's none of his business. That's a common reaction to sin. We tell God to leave us alone and get out of the way. We'll handle it. That's never a great idea. Our furnace quit working one day. That never happens in April or September when the weather is pleasant. It's always on the coldest day of the year. My first thought was to fix it myself. And then I thought about it. Natural gas, electricity, that doesn't mix well with me. Instead of blowing up my house, I decided to call the repairman. Cain chose to deal with his sin himself. This led to the death of his brother and his lying to God. This is not going to end well. When we see the wolf crouching at the door, we need to go to the only one who can fix it. We need to go to God. When it comes to our sin, our way won't work. We can try to hide it, try to cover it up, try to leave it buried deep in the recesses of our life. Won't work. God asks us the same question he asked Cain in verse 10. And the Lord said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground." We can't hide our sin from God. We can't hide it from those around us. We can't hide it from ourselves. Cain thought he could fix his relationship with God by killing his brother. It didn't work. So what should we do? When we can't do it, we need to go to someone who can. God will heal Cain's sin, foreshadowing what he would do for all believers in Christ. God does what we cannot. It's exactly as the Bible tells us in Romans 5:8, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know what to do when confronted by the wolf at the door. Take it to Jesus. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from his word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.